speaking at Saturday's Tea Party in Lakeland with St. Petersburg neurosurgeon Dr. David McAuliffe, a prominent conservative on issues like property taxes over the years. McAuliffe has also been out front in criticizing health care reform plans being promulgated by President Obama and congressional Democrats. But he stopped being a public face on the issue after he forwarded an email image in July that portrayed Barack Obama as a witch doctor in a loincloth and headdress with bones in his nose. After outrage arose, McAuliffe said he would take a leave of absence for a year from his leadership position with the American Medical Association and would step down as president-elect of the Pinellas County Medical Association. He also said he planned to take a lower public profile in the health care reform debate, but apparently no longer. WMNF spoke briefly with Dr. McAuliffe after his public comments on Saturday.
What I said was that I'm going to fight in important ways, and there are politicians who want to shut down the rights of free speech in America. I'm never going to ask a politician for my right to speak up for freedom.
So when you made that comment, was that just at the time because you were in a little bit of hot water then?
I don't know what comment you're referring to. What I said was that I was going to resign from the County Medical Association presidency, and I said, for now, I'm canceling some media interviews. And then as I got hundreds and hundreds of requests to keep talking and standing up for freedom, I remembered this was what I had to fight for as my family, and no politician is going to shut down my First Amendment rights.
Was that a mistake when you sent out that photo in the email?
But what is a mistake is when people want to change a subject, when people want to ignore the fact that the government is going to mandate that you buy health insurance or pay a tax, especially when you're poor.